I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back.
He's back!
Your boy is back in the building. We're going to have another fire episode today. We back here on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I'm having a hell of a week. I'm having some great workouts. I'm having some great energy. I'm having some great Instagram and TikTok posts. I'm having some great laughs. I have no complaints. And listen, man, we're going to get to cooking today. And if it is your first time watching, you probably wondering who this corny ninja with a burgundy shirt on a Wednesday night. We started the show off with some shades. Who is he? This is the host of the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, and the dopest fitness podcast out. And listen here, we got the most haters, the most backlash. But this is the most entertaining and the funniest fitness podcast out. You might leave here and go watch another fitness podcast and fall asleep. Because they boring. They can't. You can't duplicate this. They trying to duplicate the podcast. They trying to duplicate the car videos. They trying to duplicate the green screen videos. The reaction videos. You can't duplicate this energy. This is one of a kind. We've been putting work in. We on year three. They just getting started. And we still getting started. We still got more to go. But anyway, before I get in these comments and before we get this episode going, listen, my content, I criticize men. I criticize women. I criticize black people. I criticize white people. I criticize everybody, straight, gay. It don't matter. My page, this is to the ladies specifically, ain't a place to come men bashing. It ain't a place to bash anybody, but since I'm a man, I'm a black man at that, I'm letting y'all know, ladies, this ain't a place to come bashing. This ain't a place to be talking about decenter men, stop dealing with men for the rest of your life. This ain't the podcast for that. Go to the Shade Room, go to Spiritual World, Neighborhood Talk for all that bullshit. Go to Tubi TV, Tyler Perry movies, all that. We don't play that shit here. Fellas, I'm gonna check y'all too. Y'all get too crazy talking about the women. This ain't that. We trying to get y'all big backs in shape. We try to make people healthier and make people improve that want to get healthier and improve. If that's not you, keep that shit pushing. And y'all be having no profile picture, so I know that back wider than all outside.
Big back activity.
Keep it up, and I'm going to keep cooking your ass in the comments. But y'all remember, y'all started that energy. Anyway, let's get in these comments before I get going. Make sure y'all hit the like button because this episode going to be fire today. Ready for another lit episode. Machete said early. What's going on, Mona? Go time. RJ back in the building. What's up, RJ? What's up, Mark Carter? Welcome back to the
show. Welcome to the show.
L. Bentley, welcome back
to the show.
SAG, welcome back to the show. Hit him, hit him with the Tyrone button. Brown Baldy, you already know what it is. What's up, Shy? Low tolerance for Tyler Perry movies? Absolutely not. We don't do that here. Oh, Lord. Uncle Spider in the building. If you missed the podcast because you was watching Mind Pump Podcast, don't watch the podcast.
Yeah,
we keep it 100 here. You want that soft talk, go watch Mind Pump Podcast. That might be a softer tone for y'all. They different than us. Respect to them. It's a great podcast. They do a little more education there. This ain't, we educate here, but it's different here. It's a different kind of education, all right? Anyway, I'm Tyrone, and I don't care about them big back snacks. We trying to smash the goals and these weights big dog style. Absolutely. Live on a Wednesday. What up, Jenny? Peace, fam. Have you ever pushed yourself so hard in the gym that you had to take a D-load week? I just did finish up my first D-load in 4 months. Absolutely have done that. What's Mind Pump? What they be talking about? Good fitness podcast. They talk about some good stuff. It's just a lot different than here. You know, I don't want to be Mind Pump. I want to be Less Bunches, More Motherfucking Crunches. And with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Listen, fellas, understand that the guys that are telling you to stay out the gym, the guys that's telling you not to lift weights, the guys that's telling you all the bullshit, this is the average American male. Let's check out the average bitch-ass American male. Yes, I said that. Fitness podcast.
You're going to measure your strength. And I don't want anybody worrying about their times.
Got a 135-pound bench press contest.
Okay, don't worry about his time. Don't worry about his time.
Let's check it out.
This is your time to cross the line and become a force.
And they're using the Smith machine.
Haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I want to see
Let's
some
check
enthusiasm.
It out.
If you're lifting weights, I want to see the rest of you guys encouraging him.
Is that John Gruden?
I need enthusiasm. I need juice. I need teamwork on my football team. Everybody's from the same planet.
Get to the weights, man.
All right. Let's have a great day. Enthusiasm's contagious.
Let's check it out, man.
Let's go. Lift on three. One, two, three. All right, let's go.
They sound
Start
weak as hell.
With the PFT. PFT from James Madison. Here we
go. Let's check it out.
21.
Come on.
Okay. This is 135.
Two.
He's struggling.
Come on. Get it. Push.
Like I said, these are the guys telling you to stay out the gym, could barely lift 135.
22, Mike.
22 ain't bad.
Did you give it to him?
Yeah, give it to him.
Give it to him, 20.
They're on the Smith machine, bro.
Let's bring in Max. Let's get fired up.
This ain't even real bench press.
Let's go, Big Max.
Come on, man. Gotta get 40. Hit 40.
Oh, you got 40. That's not bad.
Come on, you got one.
See, he looked like he used to be an athlete.
Nice work.
39.
There you go, man.
Okay.
Six. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, give me another. Let's go.
There you go.
36 reps.
Now, I don't know how many times I could do 135 on the Smith machine, but I'm getting more than 36 for sure.
Oh, come on, smokes. Let those dark smokes.
Push smokes.
Come on.
There we go.
Oh, fuck. 29.
This is not even a real bench press.
Let down. I was expecting 38 or 39. Okay, KB. Let's get it up for KB here now. Come on, KB. I've been waiting for this. I saved the best for last, man.
Let's see what KB gets.
He's a freaking wrestler.
45.
Oh, that's not bad. 45 ain't bad.
Get butt on the bench.
47.
No. Get three more.
Come on, KB. Almost there.
Come on, KB.
Come on.
Almost there.
47. Hey, that's the first round effort right there, baby. Woo! WS.
All right. Anyway, man. Listen, guys. I don't know what these guys do, but I'm going to tell you this. That right there should not be that much of a struggle. If you are a regular gym goer, if you actually lifting weights, all right, that's pretty weak. Getting 30 reps on a bench press fresh, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But if it's guys like this telling you, just get off your grind. If they telling you not to get your fitness game right and only focus on the money, only focus on females, don't listen to these scrawny motherfuckers, fellas. All right? Get your ass in the gym. Let's get better, right? And then we could carry that energy to other areas of your lives. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. And hit the like button. Where we at? The hell he think he is, Mel Gibson and Braveheart. I think that's John Gruden, bro. I can lift 135 with some volume. Facts. Hygiene 101, brush your teeth if you're a mouth breather. Smith machine is solid equipment. It is solid equipment, but it's different than lifting free weights, bench press. It's much different. Different movement pattern, too. A bunch of grown men moaning around each other. Pause. Definitely pause.
No diddy, you know?
Definitely pause. What we got? Dean arched that back, son. Engages the chest better that way. I'm not a fan of pause. Whoa.
No diddy, you know?
Rounding your back on bench press. Pause on that.
No diddy, you know?
Are you telling grown men to arch their back? Pause.
No diddy, you know?
Anyway, I'm not a fan of that. If you bench on a Smith machine, you a stepdad with a BBW Ben and Road 2. Don't watch the podcast. At least they're in the gym. I mean, yeah. Okay, I guess. I mean, what's your standard? What's your bar? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do anything to a low standard. It'd be like, well, at least I, that's not how I live my life. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I made it. Good evening, everyone. What up, Marsha? SAG laughing. Yeah, SAG, you're out of here, buddy. That was crazy, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Let's get it, man. Hey, fellas, along with staying in shape, since we talking about the fellas, don't go over at Shorty's house thinking you smooth. And watch what happens.
Nope.
Make sure you lose some weight before you pull up to her house. I'm about to show you why.
If the ex-wife, if you can't.
Oh, my bad. My fault. Wrong video. We are going to watch that video, but not yet. Here we go. This is the right video. No, he didn't. I know he ain't break her bed. Hold up. Yeah, she's not going on any dates with him. Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's over for him. She's going to text the trainer. He fucked it up. Yeah, ladies, I told y'all, get you a gym dude. And the girls be talking about, yeah, I don't want no dude in the gym. He too strict. He going to be making me go to the gym. He going to make me watch what I eat.
Nope.
Okay, we'll go ahead and deal with this thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, ladies. You don't want a gym dude? Well, this is the alternative. It's either this or them weak guys in the first video. Ladies, the choice is yours. This is ridiculous. And you know, right before he came to the house, you know where he was at.
It's Wendy's.
Right before he came to the house, you know where he was at.
It's Burger King.
And you know what he ordered.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
It's getting ridiculous out here, fellas. We got to do better than this, man. Hey, fellas, y'all got to have some pride.
Belly, Deli?
What was the comment just now? Mark Rose said, at least they're in the gym. And that's what at least in the gym results get you. Get you breaking beds. Now she date personal trainers.
Nope.
Now she tried to pull up on personal training. She had enough of fat ninjas.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, man. Y'all funny as hell. sound like gunshots. The bed legs went out.
My leg went out.
Boy, ain't no way, boy. I forgot you amputated your braids. Amputated is that's a wild word, Shy. That's insane. You got to leave without damn word after that. Yeah, you got to go after that. Mark Rose said he knew better. Maybe he didn't. Maybe, you know, because, you know, when you're getting big like that, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize how much weight they can. Ask somebody big how much they weigh. They're going to be off by 30 pounds.
Nope.
Guaranteed. Maybe 20 if on a good day. That's what happens. You got people going to the doctor, asking the doctor not to weigh them, all of this and that. That's what happens. Now we encouraging more fat behavior. We encouraging more big back behavior.
Big back activity.
We encouraging more Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Now motherfuckers don't know how much they weigh. My back pregnant. If you have a dad bod and breaks. I know it's a fitness podcast, but how are you going to break the bed and she didn't help him break it? Yeah, he got to do something about that. Absolutely. Dad bod's crushing it. He broke the mattress and the spring box and the legs.
My leg went out.
If you have a big back dad bod and damn shorty's bed, don't watch the podcast. You're only supposed to crack the bed while you cracking shorty unless she had been a road joint and she got an air mattress. Get this guy. Who mans is this? Why were they recording in the first place? Great question. What were they about to record? The gym comment I made was from the first video. I know it was from the first video. I was relating it to the second video. Ninja was sitting up and looking shocked, but somehow not surprised. Facts. He bust a bed instead of... You're out of here, buddy. You're out of here. No, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. We don't want to know what they was going to record. I want to know. I don't know about y'all. I want to know. All right. Back to the Mark Rose is out of here, bro. I mean, Mark Hart is out of here, bro. Mark Hart is done. All right, listen, back to the video I just accidentally showed. Basically, this girl, this thing about women. I don't know why women, when they get out of a breakup, now your ass want to get in shape. Now your ass want to drop the belly.
Belly?
Now your ass want to stop eating Popeyes.
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
Why you couldn't do that in a relationship? So this dude going to talk about it, and we're going to get into it a little bit, man.
If the ex-wife. If you can't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Why should I look my best for my husband? This is how I looked when I had a man marry me because he loved me. This is how I took care of myself while simultaneously expecting monogamy. This is what I look like now that I'm back on the market. You see, a man marrying me wasn't enough for me to look like this for him. It took for me to get back on the market, for me to want to attract other niggas. When that man loved me, married me, and was paying bills, I could not look like this for him because he should have accepted what was rolling out of bed every day.
This guy's cooking, man. Now listen, and I see girls post these all the time. I need to start reviewing these more. This is what she looked like in the relationship or in the marriage. And what I don't understand, ladies, this is what I don't understand. It's super attractive for you to be going to the gym. For you to be giving a fuck about your health, for you to be giving some effort towards your appearance. It's attractive. Men with common sense like it. There's a couple men out there to be like, don't go to the gym. And we don't deal with them. It's super attractive, right? Not only that, you're going to pass these habits on to kids. I don't know if she has kids, right? It's an overall W. Now you get out the relationship, now you want to look better. But of course, they're going to blame the man.
Nope.
This shit never made sense to me. Never, ever. Listen, you clearly have the tools to get fit because you did it after the relationship. You clearly have the mindset to do it because you did it after the relationship. Now, Can it be hard on a relationship? You think it's not harder for every freaking married woman or man on earth?
Nope.
It's hard for single people. But people get caught up in this cycle where they just keep making these bullshit ass excuses.
Nope.
You like the power of your mind. You have the power to convince yourself that there's no way for your big back ass to get in shape.
Big back activity.
You sitting around looking at everybody with muscles.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
You sitting here blaming it because you black and blaming it on Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
You was married when Biden was in office and Obama. And you sitting here blaming it on Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
You blame it on everything. Clearly, it was able to happen. So I don't understand this shit. Ladies, we're going to keep it real with y'all here. We're not here to sit here and feed into all this propaganda and bullshit. Well, you know, black women, they go through the most.
Look at my African-American over here.
So if black women go through the most, do fit black women go through that? You tell me. Because there's a lot of fit black women out here. All right? Stop blaming a man for your food choices. Unless that man is force feeding you to eat a big back food.
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
I'm not trying to hear that shit. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yes, we cutting up tonight. What up, Joe Thomas? Ninja's getting locked up already. Yeah, definitely bullshit. Revenge bodies are so irritating, but such a real thing. That, yeah, I'm never going to understand that shit. That is the now you single mom dude. What up, Daniel Shannon? Listen, they training for the streets after the breakup, then get in a relationship and let themselves go. Then try to run back to the husband, but this is a fitness podcast. Oops. She gonna be like, where's all the men who want serious relationships? A woman can certainly look after herself and her family. I call cap.
Stop the cap.
There's too many women doing it to not believe that shit. The ex-wife look better than the wife. Once your ex hit the gym, dye her hair red, or come across an unk that walk on tired, she ain't never coming back. Yo, what's wrong with this guy, bro? She know if you leave, she get half. Make yourself unattractive. Push ninjas out the door. That's cooking. That's prime cooking right there. Stop the cap. Checking in, Chris. I passed my thesis defense. Your boy graduating. This is my final week. I had to do nice sessions at the gym. I'll be there in the morning. Hey, congrats to my man, Lamont. See you in the morning, brother. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What up, Wicked Scorpion? Wicked Scorpion late.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's like, nah. What's good, bro? Folks, get comfortable. Put the same effort in that you used to get them to keep them. Yeah, yeah. All the fit black women I know glide through life on easy mode, be sweet as pie, and don't have a wild ass fatitude. I'm just saying.
Let him cook.
You can't say that. I peep homie had the Pokemon theme as his background music. I ain't even peep. no BS. I did get back in shape after my divorce, age 41, but I wasn't going back to her or being fat. Okay. I mean, stuff happens. Stuff happens. Stuff definitely happens. Yeah, typical ninja late. Typical ninja late. All right, what we got next, man? Oh man, black women, y'all ain't get up.
I'm not gonna say what race, listen, what people.
We talking about the fellas. Black women say, "Oh yeah, we got a day off."
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
We just talking about black men today.
You know, black people.
No.
Black women, listen up. Hold on, we got some more comments. Or just be a Jenny. She getting more than half from Uncle Shay. You're out of here, bro. Get the f*** out of here. We're talking fitness. This ninja talking about Uncle Shay Shay. We're not doing no Uncle Shay Shay slander on here. A lot of these obese black women do have an attitude problem, especially if their names are Monisha, Keisha, or Alberta. And you know who agrees with that?
Look at my African American over here.
Who fried chicken at Planet Fitness? We're going to talk about that too, man. All right. We got these ladies here. They said he likes my fupa and made a song about it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
At this point, we're cooked. The obesity glorification's at an all-time high. Let's check it out. I mean, what the hell is this? Where's my thing?
He said he liked my fupa.
Okay.
He tryna die like Scuba.
Yeah.
Thank God for my ass, hallelujah.
God.
He give me wet Chattanooga. I get him steal from Medusa. Get lost in this kitty Laguna. He said he liked my fupa. He said he liked my
fupa. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Bitch, that become my fupa, B&B.
Are these distressed the women that face so much racism every day that they can't lose weight? They don't got time to lose weight, but they can't. They got time to make a song called "He Like My Fupa." They got time to let the belly hang out. Them the highest waist beads I've ever seen in my life. Them the highest waist beads on the East Coast, down South, or West Coast. I don't know. What city or state do y'all think they in? Comment below. This could be PG County, Maryland. This could be PG County, Maryland, or Southeast DC. What state or city are they in? This is ridiculous.
He said he liked my fupa.
Okay.
He trying to die like Scuba.
Yeah.
Thank God for my ass, hallelujah.
God.
He give me wet Chattanooga. I get him steal from Medusa. Get lost in this kitty Laguna. He said he liked my fupa. He said he liked my
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And what race you think said they like the fupa? What race of men do you think said they like the fupa? I'll let y'all guess.
Bitch, that become my fupa, B&B.
First race, do y'all think it was white men?
Nope.
Do y'all think it was Asian men?
Nope.
Do y'all think it was Latino men? Possibly. Possibly, but...
Nope.
Do you think it was Indian men?
Nope.
Do you think it was ninjas?
Look at my African American over here.
I think it was ninjas.
Nope.
Oops, my bad. Hey, they get mad at me and call me a simp when I tell them to stop supporting this shit. This is embarrassing. Not only is it hoe behavior, it's fat behavior. It's ratchet behavior. Fatchet behavior.
Nope.
This here is embarrassing. And I wonder why. And I talk to every demographic like this. If you're a black woman watching for the first time, you wonder why we got the highest obesity rate.
Nope.
Talking about the diets don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
What you think they ate before this video? What you think? We got to take this down. We're gonna watch it again. What you think they ate before the video?
It's Wendy's.
Do you think they went to and got a salad? Went to the grocery store and got some fruit and some lean protein? Hell no.
Nope.
Not with that belly sticking out. Y'all got time for this bullshit, but y'all don't have time for the gym. Y'all got time for this bullshit, but y'all ain't got time to meal prep. Real talk. You telling me to mind my business? No, it's not my business. Y'all need to watch this shit. Y'all need to hear this shit. Because it's not going to change if y'all weak-ass ninjas and y'all delusional-ass women keep encouraging this shit.
Nope.
It's getting crazy out here. Let's look at it again.
He said he liked my fupa.
Okay.
He trying to die like Scuba.
Yeah.
Thank God for my ass, hallelujah.
Thank God.
He give me wet Chattanooga. I get him steal from Medusa. Get lost in this kitty Laguna. He said he liked my fupa. He said he liked my
We blame everything but the mindset and the activities. We blame everything but the mindset and the activities. This shit is embarrassing. And y'all could get mad at me. I really don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't date them type of women, so they could get mad at me if they want to. I don't give a fuck. I tell you this. It ain't no baddies in my DMs and comments mad at me. Yeah, I'm gonna get in the comments in a second. Y'all give me a second. Every woman that get mad at me look just like this.
He said he like my fupa.
Okay.
He trying to die like scuba.
Hey.
Thank God for my ass, hallelujah.
Hey.
God.
He
give me wet Chattanooga. I get him still from Medusa. Get lost in this kitty Laguna. He said he like my fupa. He said he like my
Every woman that get mad at me got some big ass back and big ass belly like this.
Belly, belly?
The choice is yours. Like I said, ain't nobody forcing your big ass to go to crab boil. ain't nobody forcing you to do that shit, man. Ain't nobody forcing you to drink a pint of vodka when you go outside. Ain't nobody ask you to be Tito's Keisha and eating Lido's pizza. You're only gonna get that if you from the if you from DC or Maryland. Anyway, let me get these comments. I know you're piling up. Yeah, pack this mess up.
Nope.
Get it out of here. The Guinness World Record for the smelliest music video ever to have been produced. And the herd goes moo. I wish I wish I had the moo sound. Mark Rose. She doesn't have she doesn't have a fupa. It's all stomach.
Belly, belly.
Y'all ninjas got to stop gassing these 304s up. This is the result.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But in the black community, to men, buns is buns.
Nope.
Ninjas don't care what they look like, how they got it. They just want some buns. They just trying to get a nut off. They wouldn't last 3 seconds on the Gong Show. Girlfriends, kitties are screaming in them shorts. Oh, for sure. They're probably somewhere in Alabama or Texas. Great guess. I think that's an amazing guess. We better not get invaded by China because we're not focused at all. Yeah. We get in the war. Y'all understand that. If we get in the war, we're cooked. I mean, let me take that back. We got our military is top notch. Let's understand that, right? But if it came down to drafting people to help, we're cooked. We're cooked. They're going to get my ass. So you doing all that gym content, all them pull-ups, and then you bring your head. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all putting me in Tune and Olajuwon in a bad spot because we some of the fittest ninjas out here. You know what I'm saying? A couple ninjas on the podcast, they sending us all to war because they can't send Fupa Land to war. Unfortunately, that's my brother's type. Yeah, your brother's out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
Your brother can never come to this podcast. That's enough. We need to go back to oppressing folks. Too many motherfuckers have access to the internet. I agree wholeheartedly. It's crazy. They think they're cute, but made themselves uglier.
Nope.
And Mark Rose, if you say that.
He said he liked my fupa.
Okay.
My bad. He trying to die like school.
If you tell them they not cute, they're going to call you gay, DL, you hate black women, you hate your mother, or you need to seek therapy. That's what they're going to tell you if you say that to them. This is probably Charlotte. I've seen girls dancing in a group like this down here. Charlotte is a great guest. I've seen a couple friend groups like this in Charlotte firsthand. I've seen it. Dusty Latino dudes are the second worst after dusty black dudes when it comes to their low standards for land wells. Absolutely agree with that. That's why I say it could be Latinos doing this too. You know, a couple Latinos, they think they ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know, the Latino men, they get to talking like us, you know what I'm saying, approaching the women like us. They think they ninjas too. So they adapt the ninja mindset and be gassing these type of, you feel me? They be gassing our fat black women up too. Anyway, you know, black people.
You know, black people.
No.
If your thighs touch when even though your feet a yard apart, you don't need to make a fupa video. Absolutely. Fatchet behavior for sure. If anyone hit that up front, they are deeper than down bad. Because them ninjas don't care.
We do not care.
Them ninjas don't care. That's Alabama State and that beat hitting. The beat is hard for sure. Pause. No diddy.
No diddy, you know.
That's deplorable. Straight up, man. Then we hear the diet don't work for you the same. And fat phobia is rooted in race. Who's my bad? And fat phobia is rooted in racism.
The diet don't work for you the same.
So you got at least three black women in that clip with red hair. You already know they're about that BS. Absolutely. Lizzo's backup dancers. Yes, we do not care. Oh, my bad, wrong button.
We do not care.
I don't date ghetto black women, nor ghetto women in general. Same. Lyrics say, getting lost in the kitty, she can't even locate the kitty. Lizzie, you see the behavior, Lizzie? Ridiculous. You know this was filmed within walking distance of a...
Ooh, that's crispy! That's Popeyes!
Those are Big Back 304s on the hoof heels. Wow. The Big Mama House Crew, man. SBBWV. What does that mean, bruh? What does that mean? Looks like elephant herd. All of them 10-pack of White Castles before the video. They definitely could be in Charlotte.
Let him cook.
Hey, bro, I sent you the link too, bro. I think I did send it to you. I don't know. I could have messed up. I thought I sent it to you. Maybe I didn't. If I didn't, my bad, bro. I'll send it to you in a second. I will tell them my mom and aunties aren't big. SAG said, not Charlotte. Oppression made ninjas march back in the day. That's why they stay so slim. University area. 3LBBW, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
I didn't get the earthquake alerts. Lizzo is healthy now. Oh, SWV, my fault, bro. I'm slow today, bro. It's been a long day. It's been a long day, bro. We'll look at it one more time.
Yeah. Thank God for my ass, hallelujah. Thank God. He give me wet Chattanooga. I get him still from Medusa. Get lost in this kitty Laguna. He said he liked my fupa. He said he liked my
Listen, the bar is in hell, bruh. The bar is awful, man. Yeah, Rise and Rise, I sent that joint to you. Yeah, it's cooked, man. He said he liked my fupa. Black men, we got to do better. Black women got to do better. But I always say, me, Tuna, Elijah, want to tell y'all all the time, it start with us. It start with the fellas. This shit is crazy. And listen, I think it was Joe Thomas said something about Shannon Sharp. We're going to talk about Shannon Sharp at the end. All right. We're gonna talk about Shannon Sharp at the end, man. Anyway, Destiny's Big Back Aunties is crazy. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Best for this podcast. Hit the like button. And ladies, we still on y'all head.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
This how I start. Ladies, when y'all start getting fat, when y'all at a young age, 18, 20, 22, 24, y'all start getting fat, y'all mindset start to change, and y'all start doing shit like this. Let's check it out. Let's check out what girls do when they start getting fat. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
You agree? Thick bitches over skinny bitches. Oh, huh? Thick? You like them thick or skinny?
No.
English, not
completely. Oh, okay. I said no thick bitches. I was like, hold on now. I'm going to jump out the car.
So I'm going to step into the car.
Been a lot of weight right now.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is the thing, man. They thought that guy was going to say no thick bitches. And because let's say he was going to say no thick bitches, they were going to get mad and have a fit.
Nope.
And quote unquote, jump out the car.
Nope.
You can't even tell big back women.
Big back activity.
You can't even tell them nowadays that that's not what you into.
Nope.
That's not your speed.
Nope.
That's not your cup of tea.
Nope.
That's not your type.
Nope.
You can't even tell them now. Because you offended them. But they could tell you they don't want no broke ninja. They could tell you they don't want no short ninja.
Nope.
They could tell you they don't want no ninja to live with his mom.
Nope.
They could tell you they don't want a masculine nigga.
No diddy, you know.
And yes, this is an issue with the ladies. Y'all can tell a fat man y'all don't want him. But the fact that you can't tell these ladies that you don't want them, it encourages them even more to continue the big back lifestyle.
Big back activity.
To calorie stack, calorie pack, and they don't like the calorie track. Let's look at it one more time.
You agree? Thick bitches over skinny bitches. Thick. You like them thick or skinny?
No.
No.
No English, no
complaint. Oh. I said no thick bitches. I was like, hold on now. I'm going to jump out the car.
Hey, yo.
Jump out the car.
Whole time.
Been a lot of weight right now.
Whole time, buddy probably speak English the whole time. He like, shit. If I speak English, they gonna know. I like them. No me gusta gordo.
Nope.
No me gusta gorda.
Nope.
No me gusta tortas.
Nope.
No quiero más tortillas.
Nope.
No quiero más quesadillas.
Nope.
No necesitas comida.
Nope.
He gonna start firing the ass up. Anyway, man, let me get these comments. Kobe, what up, bro?
Hey, that boy speaking Spanish. I said, hey, player, with... gordo, señor. Yo quiero taco bell.
Hey, yo. Oh, man.
Yo, wow.
Oh, man. I'm crying, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yo,
my man said Torta Fair.
That's my new answer. No English. No English.
Nope.
That's all the names you know in English.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You're gonna say it.
No, I blow mommy.
Oh my god.
A desperate ninja. Smart move to say no English.
Yeah, facts.
He was fearing for his life. Overweight, double standard. Women do that shit because they self-conscious and know they not the most desirable when they built like an avocado.
Ooh.
But he was in danger of a dank attack. It's crazy. It's easy. Tell them get your fat ass in the gym. He ain't want that work. Those ladies want us to accept them as they are and get pissed if her brother claims his standards that they don't meet. Yep.
It's a shame. It's true.
I want one of those slim waist and muscle thighs throwing up 220 pounds on the bench type of women. Oh, this ninja here, like the power lifters. And I ain't mad at you for it. Ain't my speed.
Yeah, me neither. I can't.
But hey, if that's what you do, do your thing. Hey.
Right.
Those women are goofy, dude. Just didn't want to get a low rating. That's two. That was a smart move by him. All of them fit in that car and think the Moss couldn't fit in one. Hey, Mark Cotter.
Catching strays.
The fact they were harassing that man and recording for clout is some bullshit.
Bullshit?
Yeah.
No grande backs? Yeah, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Michael Hawkins, take a lap, and we'll try to do this again later, because that was insane. Buddy just want the tortas fair. Hey, yo. No as no largo mujeres. Yeah. That's
facts.
That's crazy, bro. La gordita. Now, hey, yo, remind me, y'all. I got to get a Latino button.
Good facts.
It's fat chick bashing skinny women while skinny women hype them up.
Ooh, I like that. That's a bar. I'm going to use that one, Mark Rose.
That shit don't make no sense, bro.
That's crazy.
Some powerlifting chicks are thick, but others are legit obese.
Hey, if you in the gym and you see chicks like this, you know this shit funny, bro. Everybody got one.
Shorty about to go do some deadlifts. What you working today? Yeah, bench press, deadlift, squat. Head ass. How heavy are you going today?
God.
555.
Oh my god, that shit is funny, bro. I got stories about that in the gym too, hey. Bro.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We're gonna share it in a second. We got three more comments. Keep forgetting these people doing that to people at work. Oh man. Yeah, that you driving Uber, you at work. My 8 podcast streak is over. Yeah, it's over, man. Marty be feeding them Spanish BBWs enchiladas. You're fucking out of here.
Strike 3, you're out.
Lost your damn mind today. Obese female powerlifters with an attitude problem and wanting to outlive men but are built like a bowling ball. Yep.
Damn.
Need to hear more music from Kobe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was playing some of my music on my show today, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I might put it on Apple Music. We'll see.
All right. Well, you know, hey, listen. You know, I got some songs. I've only posted one, but I got a couple songs, bro.
I did not know that.
Big back bars, bro.
Okay.
Them joints go crazy, bro.
Yeah, you have to send them to me on the after this.
I got you, bro. You got a powerlifting story before we move on? What was you about to say?
Oh, my God, bro. I'm just saying this, like, chicks will use that as an excuse to not lose weight. Let's just say that. They'll use that just so they can stay big. You know what I'm saying?
You was fucking with one of them? keep it a bean. Keep it a bean, right?
I don't do that. Man, first of all.
Nah, bro.
It'd be bad, but like you see the excuses.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, bro.
Yeah, I'm already knowing, man.
They be in the gym, man, and I'd be like, they say they want to lose weight, but then they doing powerlifting techniques. It's like,
it's fucking crazy, bro.
I know what y'all doing.
Right. Oh man. Where we at, man? Oh, big back plate. Got the big back plate, man. We got your favorite guy, Kobe.
Who's that?
I'm about to show you.
Yeah, you about to do some bullshit.
To Boom Shack over there off of Lancaster Road. Bro, let me tell you about this fucking place. Try to fry. Hush puppies.
Oh. I thought black people can't lose weight.
Okay. Damn girl, this is some fish, y'all, with the Boom Shack sauce. The damn girl up at the front, I told her I wanted the banana pudding. She gonna say, we only got one left. I said, so? Let me get it.
This guy so no diddy, bro.
No diddy, you know.
Come on. Well, let me go check and see if we still got it for you. Her.
Yo, this dude really making a bag off of this food, bro.
This is sad, bro.
Off of just eating big back ass food, bro.
In the car.
I'm gonna let her slide.
Right.
I'm gonna let her fucking slide.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I'm gonna let her slide. And I ain't never had green Kool-Aid before.
Green Kool-Aid as an adult is absolutely fucking insane.
This man said green.
Green Kool-Aid.
Black people, we gotta do better, bro. Good God.
But they want to blame Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
Oh, you got the clip.
Oh, 10 out of 10. Thing I recommend is that they go easy on the salt a little bit. But other than that fish is fire. Here go the wing.
Hold up.
First of all, No diddy, you know.
Hold up.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
No grown man needs to drench his food in any blue cheese, ranch.
Yeah, nah.
And put it in the camera. And Mark Carter licking his fingers. That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I messed the video up. Anyway.
This is so bad. Go
ahead, bro. Go ahead if you're about to say something.
Man, God, bro. We black men, we got to do better, man. I did a show about this shit, man. We have to upgrade our standards, but see. This is why we got to upgrade our standards. Anybody who just smacking on big back snacks, overweight, zesty, dipping in ranch and white cream, bro, like, it's so many red flags in this video. And the fact that he getting paid for it, it's like we throwing money at this garbage. And it's our community the one that suffers because he share our image. We got to throw away this big back trash, you know what I'm saying? And he doing it for a check. So that's just letting you know where his character is. Y'all. It's trash. It's trash out here, and this is why we have to elevate ourselves, and we got to speak out about it.
It's super trash, man. You got dudes like me, yourself, and Tune. They not going to support us. But they going to support this guy. No hating shit. I'm not hating on no man getting his bag, right? The point I'm trying to make is how detrimental is this shit, bro?
Yep.
That, you know, you look at the obesity race in our community and look at what people are participating in and watching for entertainment.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, for entertainment.
You wondering why you got a big ass back and you watching big ass back content.
Big back activity.
What kind of back you expect to have?
Big back activity.
Back. But you be mad at the fit content and wonder why you ain't got no fit back. It really ain't that hard of a concept.
It's really not. And we can read through the bullshit. Like, we know what's going on. We know why he doing it.
Of course.
But it's the fact that y'all, they feeding into this bullshit. And they just programming themselves. They're messing up their algorithm. And you know, when you see stuff like this, it's going to keep popping up. Keep popping up.
Keep popping
up. If you don't know no better, you'll end up copying the same shit he on. That's the worst part. The fact that he out here showing y'all what it is. He making his money. Look, it is what it is. But y'all consuming the shit.
That's it, bro.
They can't talk shit about McDonald's. Listen, you can't stop McDonald's, but don't go there if that's the case. So yeah, don't blame them. You going there.
Yeah, people talking about, you're not about to put them out of business. Like, that's not my fucking goal to put them out of business, bro. Like, but anyway, Jenny talking about it's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Definitely zesty.
No diddy, you know?
How's he fat with squeaky voice? That's crazy, Mark. He need a veggie green smoothie. Facts. Mm-hmm. I read that one. Hope you like that green food dye and that Kool-Aid that'll give you cancer.
Yo, just talking about that.
Him zesty as fuck. He said food be too seasoned. He got to have it. Yeah, Lele, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. That's crazy. It's like, no. If you're a no diddy, big back eating red dusty seafood with your hands and licking your fingers on camera, don't watch the podcast. America's so fat, ninjas make a bag off being zesty, finger-licking food critiques, even though they seem to enjoy putting everything in their mouth. Pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
That's pause. Past pause.
Yeah.
This guy with the Rice Krispie ice cream. Yep, that's him. No grown-ass man should be smacking his lips with white cream dripping on his chin.
Facts, bro. That's
past course, man.
That's actually insane. They're gonna flash it in the camera like, yeah, that's a flex.
He out of here, bro. He out of here.
Like, free, you're out.
Those low lights are the ones that wealthy Jenny people and power parade around for profit. But this is fitness. That's actually true, man. That's actually real shit, and I can. Yeah, I can go in on that, but that's a whole nother conversation for another day. I watched the Fit 100 on Netflix and immediately thought they could never do this in the USA. I got to watch that. When did this thick fat movement start? I think like 2018, 2019, right before the pandemic. Then pandemic made it worse because everybody got the COVID-20 or whatever. And then it took off after that. What you think?
I don't know. I was going to say it started around COVID time. Because there was all depressed. Around, yeah. People were depressed, eating, you know what I'm saying? Then gyms wasn't even open, so they using that as an excuse. Well, I'm eating, gyms not open, and it just went crazy.
Mm-hmm. Low testosterone, voice cracking, absolutely. The 2000s with all these comedy movies with fat women and rap videos.
That's crazy.
Actually a great observation, too. That's a great observation, too, because fat women, you look at like Monique, in the 2000s, she started getting popular and shit, so that could be valid for real.
You remember that movie? I think it's called Fat or something like that with Monique in it?
Yeah, yeah, yep, yep, yep.
There you go.
Shit,
I mean, that's
shit like that.
Yeah. No Kanye.
No. Did you hear about Kanye, bro?
I did, bro. And that,
hey, yo, like,
he's a
menace,
bro.
Like, bro.
He a menace, bro.
This is Kanye voice on this joint.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people, like,
I want to take that button off low key, bro.
Yes. When I heard that, I was like, bro.
Yo, like, what?
I would have
like,
went with bathwater at that point, man. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap for him. He's cooked. Seems like it started overnight. Them and Lil Nas X. That's crazy, bruh. No Kanye, especially no Kanye Spider-Man. That shit crazy. I'll catch the train playback in the morning. See you in the gym tomorrow morning. Hit the damn like button and free Spider-Man. Absolutely. Kanye is kicked out of the community. Yeah, Kanye's cooked. Yeah. He's cooked.
Man, when I heard that, bro, I was just like, I cut the stream off. When I somebody was talking about it on YouTube, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I
said, yeah, bro.
Bro, I'm done.
Yeah, man. That shit. Yeah, he's done. I mean, and I don't know what he expected to happen by saying it, you know? Like, he just, you know, he's always a method to his madness, but I just don't know about that one.
About this one, yeah. This almost may explain his madness, if I'm being...
Maybe he was just like, he got to get it off his chest. You know, maybe this was making him go crazy for years. And he's like, I just got to say that shit.
That's kind of what I'm just like, bro. If you think about it, if he kept that shit in for 40-something years.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be a different combo, too.
That shit crazy, fool. Crazy. We get into that. All right, we got one more video. Then we got to briefly talk about Shannon Sharp, too.
Oh, shit.
Because, listen, bro, like,
we do.
We like people like us. We're not gonna put our opinions out there, but our opinions need to be out there. That's all I'm gonna say.
I got you. I do got an opinion about it.
Because I criticizing both sides. I'm criticizing Shannon, and I'm criticizing the other side too. So, you know. Anyway,
we'll save the video.
They cooking chicken in Planet Fitness.
Cooking chicken.
They cooking chicken in Planet Fitness.
Nope. Oh, I got to see
it. I thought you seen this joint, bro. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. No fucking way. No fucking way.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I know. Ain't nobody cooking chicken in the bathroom.
Listen, man. I don't know what the hell. What? First of all, have you been in a gym locker room? It's fucking disgusting. Not to mention, people, you cooking your food around shit particles.
Wow.
You cooking your food too close to where people are shitting. People are pissing. People are showering. People in there brushing their teeth, they're sweaty. What the fuck is wrong with people, bro?
They're disgusting. And that was a man's bathroom. So, fellas, y'all taking an L.
Facts.
Fellas taking a big L for this. Cooking chicken in the bathroom is insane.
Insane, bro. And why is it that the gym is a place where people think they could just disrespect it like that? Like you know how people treat gym locker rooms any type of way. Why they think they could disrespect gym locker rooms like that?
That's a fact. He need his gym membership revoked because that's
he got to go.
Yeah, he do.
He got to go. He got to go.
If it was my gym, you banned, bro.
Oh yeah, and I'm telling every gym owner in the area, you are out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Cooking chicken,
crazy. Cooking chicken in the bathroom. We got the bathroom. Smelling like shit and chicken. Call it chicken.
That fried chicken.
That fried chicken. Oh, I got you. That fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken. You go.
It's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes. Blood hot chicken from Popeyes.
It's barbecue in there.
Like, what's going on in the bathroom?
It's barbecue in there.
Just imagine, bro, like you go to the locker room, you're like, God damn, what the hell that smell is? You go in there, it's a mix of chicken.
I swear to God, I
go tell somebody for real. That's the first time I say hot snitch. I'm like, man, who cooking in this goddamn bathroom, bro?
I'm calling the cops. He need to go to jail. Fuck banned from the gym. He need to go to jail, bro. Shit, that's crazy, bro. Motherfuckers is out of their mind, bro.
God damn.
Where we at in the damn chat? What now with Ye? Listen, you got to look it up.
Yeah.
Kanye said he did some DL stuff with his cousin. Yep. Kanye helping other people get off. Listen,
oh shit.
Yeah, y'all going crazy. You have to remember, as six kids, brains are not developed. This traumatic experience and explain his issues. Yeah, well, Kanye was the older cousin, not trying to get into it. Kanye wasn't the six-year-old, but yes, you're right, though. Kanye was older. So that's a whole other topic. Again, we're not going there. Not going there.
I get it, bro. Look, I'm with you.
Because I be going off on this joint in the bathroom. Crazy, disgusting.
It is.
You did send me that, bro. Cooking chicken in the men's locker room at Planet Fitness is so unsanitary. Crazy, bro. Trashy management needs to tighten up. Entitlement is crazy. How the fuck did he manage to get a grill in there to begin with? Great question. Fried chicken probably have athlete's foot. Oh, shit. I see people eating food on paper plates at my gym locker room. That's disgusting.
Hell no.
If you cooking chicken on a bathroom counter, you need to get deported to El Salvador. Yes.
Call Trump. Look at the muscles in this guy. I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Kobe's story of the girl vomiting on her wig. Yeah.
Oh my God. That shit was trash.
Man. Yeah. What in the KFC is going on here? That's someone who must be homeless or too lazy to go home. Ghetto as hell.
That's ghetto, yeah.
He cooking grilled shitkin. There's a reason I unapologetically pay $65 a month for gym. Get what you pay for. Yep. There's going to be a lot more morons and weirdos at the cheaper gyms. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man.
First of all, bringing food in the... Bringing food, period, in the locker room, whether it's done or undone, is just unsanitary, bro. No, there's no reason. Keep that shit. Go home and eat, bro. Like, don't bring that shit to the goddamn locker room.
Yeah, man.
That shit's trash.
People are fucking crazy, man. But yeah, don't bring no chicken to the gym, man. And before I get out of here, because the boy do need to get some sleep, man. What you think about the Shannon Sharpe shit, bro?
So, yeah, I was going to look at it like this. 100% Shannon is not in the wrong. Now, he is questionable because if I was him, I wouldn't be talking to nobody who's 20 if I'm 56.
Yeah, he's
I'm not going on OnlyFans. I'm not doing none of that shit. I don't condone it. I tell you 1,000 times I won't do it. But, I mean, he did what he did. And she was wrong. She obviously out to get him. I think she was out for him. Whoever she's working with, they set him up. It really is a setup. He is right. He got right. Set up on that. He got.
All right. So I'm just gonna say a few.
I don't agree with what he did, but this is what happens. You're a big target. You got all this money. I mean, goddamn, like, bro, you old enough to know better. So
yeah. I'm gonna say some very controversial things, but this is the truth. This is the fucking truth. Listen, I've been around the block a few times. Not saying it was me. I just know a lot of people. Ninjas in their 50s be hitting 20-something-year-olds all the time. OnlyFans models that you be seeing on Instagram, they're getting crushed by ninjas you watch on TV every day. So this is not something out of the ordinary. Let's throw that on the table. All right, and the reason they keep it out the public is because everybody gonna put their opinions out, and you can ruin somebody's reputation.
That's a fact.
Let's get that straight, okay? The second part, look at the last maybe 3 or 4 years, all of the sexual assault allegations. How many of them have actually resulted in a man men of higher status, men with some fame, with some clout, with a name for themselves? How many of them resulted in guilty? We know this is the new money grab, bro. Let's keep it 100, bro. NFL players, NBA players, streamers, fucking anytime. And he just signed a $100 million deal. Now his essay comes out. And her lawyer is Tony Busby.
Exactly.
The ninja that tried to get Deshaun Watson, Jay-Z, and others.
Yeah.
Come on. I hate how people, and Shannon could be absolutely guilty. We don't know that yet, but I hate how when it's particularly black men, it's men but particularly black men, how people just jump on the side of a nigga being guilty instantly. They want the dude to fail. They want Shannon to fucking fail, bro. That I fucking hate that shit, bro. I hate that shit. Look what they did to Jonathan Majors, bro. He proven innocent as hell with footage. And now that shit gonna stick with his name for the rest of his life.
And check this out. They trying to get Jay-Z over that. Remember that chick? They trying to get him for. He never even seen the girl.
That shit is crazy, bro. Never that even Jay-Z seen shit is crazy. Yeah.
Man, you could be perfect, bro. And they if you got status, bro, they're gonna try to come after you no matter what.
Yeah.
It's an attack. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, like, right, wrong, or indifferent. People can say what they want about Shannon, but he did what he did, but he didn't do anything illegal. Not that we can see from the facts. He just fucking killed somebody who's 20-something years old. That's not illegal.
Facts bro.
And they just coming after him. She trying to get a come up. We see what's going on.
Shit crazy. Shay Shay ought to know better. Jenny funny as shit.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Jenny wants some of Shannon.
She heard that live and wanted a piece of that unk in a bag. Yep. Sharp has too much to lose and mess with a girl 30 years younger and an OnlyFans model. Being on OnlyFans means she commodifies her sexuality. You don't think she want a bag from you. So, like I said, bro, I'm not going to say too much, bro, but who do you think these motherfuckers be fucking with? They don't be fucking with women in their 40s and 50s, bro. This ain't abnormal, bro. I'm trying to tell you. This is what they do. And it's a reason for that, which I'm not even going down that road.
Right. But, oh, you're right. But see,
I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you what happens. You know what I'm saying? That's it. that's the game.
Here's the crazy part. They can talk shit about Shannon Sharp, but they can't even see if they can talk shit about him dating a younger girl. You're gonna have to be logical on the other side. You gotta look at all these older ladies who are talking to these younger men. If y'all gonna think he ain't got no game, whatever. All right, so what y'all say about them older ladies that talk to them younger dudes?
They let Chasey Ellis Ross slide.
They let all of them slide. What's the girl? What's the NBA player? God damn, the young nigga ain't even 24 yet. From the Memphis.
Jalen Green.
And Jalen Green and what's the other one? God darn, from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
He just had
a baby. Both of them.
And Edwards. Yeah.
Their mom about 40 something.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro.
But she ain't a creep. If they're gonna keep the same energy, they gotta keep it on both sides.
That's not happening, bro.
And you know what ain't gonna happen exactly. And that's kind of the whole point about it.
Wicked Scorpion says Shannon has no game. So I'm gonna tell you this, bro. You have to think outside, right? First of all, Shannon Sharp doesn't have to spit game. He's Shannon Sharp. So that's not even he don't need to have, whether he has game or not, he doesn't have to use it.
Women coming to him.
What I'm telling you is there's a reason that they move this way. I'm not going into it, but there's a reason why this shit is happening, and it's happening at a high rate. It's just not out in the public. So, like, that's a whole nother. That's the next podcast. That's the next C-Money Fit podcast.
I know where you're going with it, bro. Bro. People just don't. They're not in the wild. Yeah. They ain't gonna know.
We got to talk about it offline. Shay got to lead them flat butt snow bunnies alone. Uncle Umar warned us.
Uncle Umar.
Now, see, this is another thing. Y'all always say it happens with white girls. But we just had the Kansas City Chiefs players with the Kansas City Chief player with a black woman. That was like 2-3 weeks ago. Falsely called the cops on them. Got the ninja arrested for a fake domestic violence. Shit. I'm not trying to talk bad about black women, but y'all can't say that about white women if y'all not going to hold our own women accountable on that bullshit. And it's numerous ones. I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to make it seem like I hate them.
But you
know what I'm talking about, bro. It's a lot of shit.
I'm in North Carolina, bro. So I don't know if y'all remember years ago, the whole Duke lacrosse team got pinned up with them all them charges from a black woman who lied. Came down years later and admitted she lied and had no backlash. Nobody talk shit about her. Yeah. So it's not equal at all.
Yeah.
If a guy does it, what's the first thing they do? Are they coming for him?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like that. Like, I know Spider-Mo is playing, but people really keep saying that shit, bro. I'm really not fucking with that shit, bro. Shannon has charisma to get women, but he chose a girl. I think
it's what I was saying, conversation, bro. If they don't.
What I was saying too much. Shannon was just moving very sloppy with in that situation. That's not how you move in that situation. That's all I'm gonna say. That Jonathan Major shit was wild. That white chick was following him around like they were in that horror movie.
She was, she chased that man all through New York. Had that man on camera, bro. That nigga was running. I'm like, bro, she shouldn't be catching up to you, bro. You run. You supposed to be gone, first of all.
Man, listen, I'm telling you, bro. This is great. Then he hit her hand. Then nigga had to go to jail. then lost the Marvel deal.
He lost
that shit, bro. That shit crazy, bro. Look, man, if I'm in shape like that in my 50s, I'm not messing with no old joints my age. Their knees be popping and shit. Listen, bro. it's the truth. Like I said, I'm not gonna go in because I'm gonna lose some subscribers if I go in on that shit. This is a fitness platform. I just wanted to add some shit to it.
This nigga, look.
That's why I'm not saying nothing. He said it. I ain't say shit.
Yeah.
Black man, you ain't getting the benefit of the doubt. Even speculation mean guilt for us. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He was moving very sloppy. Not even sloppy. Sloppy ain't the word. Just very, I don't know, uninformed, ignorant. I don't know. But yeah, he's an idiot. Remember what happened to Brian Banks back in the day? He got accused and spent 5 years in prison over a lie. Yep. Mm-hmm. We can't blame a man for being falsely accused. That can happen to anybody, just like we can blame real victims. And I tell you this, bro, without saying too much, you don't know what it's like to have a woman lie on you about some shit. That shit is serious, bro.
It is.
So it's a reason I'm a little bit passionate about these topics, because I understand what that's like. Not saying I've been through it, but I know I seen it firsthand. That's all I'm gonna say. That shit is real, bro.
It can mess mess up your life.
Yeah, I don't play that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. He cracked multiple times at that. That's his first mistake. It's supposed to be hit and quit. That's what I said. He's moving real wrong, bro. He's moving wrong.
Like you said, he said it, bro. Not
me. He said it, not me. What if he likes him younger? There are services for high-end clients. Just saying. That's what I'm saying. He moving wrong. Dumb the Monko. He moving bad out here, bro. Tubi made a parody about that Jonathan Major situation. Wild. Look at Cher, yep, with a guy less than half her age. Yep, Drea, that's what you're talking about. That's Jalen Green. Yeah, with Jalen Green, yep. I think Spider-Man was joking too. Yeah. If you rich, might as well buy. That's what I'm saying. They almost have to buy. That's another conversation for another day. They almost have to buy. Yeah, it's crazy.
They gotta realize, man, Shannon Sharp is worth so much money, man. He not gonna move like how we moving. You know what I'm saying?
He can't move.
Don't work like that, bro.
It really just don't work like that, bro. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think people really out to get him for real. Like, anybody just do that. Gotta be
strong. Don't work like that, bro. Not at that level. It don't work like that, bro. Yeah, I could go ham on this topic. This is his second incident in the past few months. I thought he was smarter. Absolutely. So I don't know if that first incident was fake.
Yeah. I don't know about that one either.
That's tough. But if it wasn't fake, yeah, he's moving. He's in a bad spot. And I'll be shocked if ESPN keeps him.
He's moving like an unk right now. He's just definitely moving like an unk.
Really moving like an unk, bro. I'll be shocked, bro. They also make it difficult for actual victims. Yep. That's why I ain't going there right now.
I was low key my point with it, like, bro, like he, like I'm not gonna blame him now. Granted, whatever he decided to do, I won't blame him because he really technically didn't do nothing wrong. They clearly just came after him because they were the ones that was doing some evil shit. and it does make it bag for actual real victims.
It does
in these cases. So,
yep. And now it's going to get to a point where in every accusation, now they got to do a thorough investigation because of this, especially when it's a celeb. And so now, like, it's getting crazy, man.
It is.
Yep. Madonna. Shorty wanted 50K to hit, and she looked regular daggler. She did want 50K. If a woman is willing to give up her body for a price, her making false accusations and destroying a man's character for a price is not far-fetched. Thank you. But this is a fitness channel. Yep. The first incident with him and that woman supposedly having sex. The IG live shit, man.
Yeah. I don't know too much about that. I won't speak about that one. But
I might start hitting these topics, bro. That's a good one.
I thought about tapping into that Shannon Sharp one, but I was like, I was trying to keep it more health related, fitness. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm on, bro. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Cause I was damn sure ready to try to like find some shit, but I was like, I ain't even gonna do that, bro. I'm gonna just keep it, bro.
This is good for me, bro. This is good. Yeah. I got some content out of it, so if I want to chop it up and post it, we good. But yeah, man. Hey, appreciate you coming on here, bro.
Yeah, man. When I saw it, I had just got the link when you sent it, so I was like, I'll hop on.
Okay, for sure, man. Hey, man, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram, see Marty Fit on TikTok, see Marty Fit on X, see Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. You got any closing words, bro?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, look, fellas, raise your standards. I think I said it last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raise your standards. You did get your health in check, get your spirituality in check, get your mentality in check. All that stuff, man. You know, follow me on IG, King Olajuwon 21, Facebook, YouTube, Rise and Rise Academy. You dig? Get your CMOS. When you're faced with an obstacle, you know what we do. We rise and we rise.
Absolutely, man. You know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Fellas, don't be out here moving like Shannon Sharp. If you want to make songs about how he likes your fupa, don't watch the podcast. If you want to go to a shorty house and break the bed, don't watch the podcast. And listen, man, we'll catch y'all on Friday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And shit, I might be by myself. I know you probably got to work, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. If you took an L today, don't watch the podcast. If you about to crack some more Jennies after this podcast, don't watch the podcast.
Hey, Spider-Man boy, you a trip, dog.
He's a crazy dude, man. Hey.
I ride with you,
catch y'all Friday, man. I'm going to try to get tuned on here, man, but we'll see. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here, man.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.
Appreciate you, bro.